This is Bhajan Rahasyam, a Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, discussing the sixth verse, Shashta Yam Sadhana. And we were presented a very amazing concept in verse 22, or text 22, which is quoted from the Nagapatni Upakya, the prayers of the Nagapatnis when their husband was being trampled under the lotus feet of Krishna. They were remarking how wonderful great fortune that even great yogis cannot attain. Their husband, who had no adhikar or qualification, prior eligibility, had not done anything to receive such a fortune, he was now receiving the footprints of Krishna on his head. The imprint of Krishna's feet was being marked permanently on his forehead. And they were saying, what did our husband do? He didn't do anything. What did he do to get such a great benediction and boon? He did nothing, but somehow he got it. So the text describes Kaliya's great fortune. Lakshmi Devi, who is a goddess of fortune, she desired the association of Nanda Nandan, Sri Krishna, in her body as Lakshmi. However, Nanda Nandan does not accept any goddesses or a beautiful lady. The only way to attain him is to follow the Braja Gopis, or Braja Devis, and accept the body and mood of a gopi. Since this was impossible for Lakshmi, she could not attain Sri Krishna's association. One pointedness of the gopis was absent in Lakshmi. There can be two reasons why Kali attained Krishna's lotus feet. One reason is he had the association of his devoted wives, who were very good devotees. The second reason is his residence in the Yamuna, which is in Vrindavan. So these are two great things: to be surrounded by advanced devotees, advanced husband or wife, and to be in the middle of the holy dham. In this case, Kali was in the middle of the Yamuna. Due to samskaras, purva samskaras, impressions from his previous lives, this Kaliya, he attained both of these, residence in Vrindavan and the association with great devotees. But due to his offensive inclination, he was indifferent to them. So one becomes proud, then he becomes a separatist. He separates himself from the crowd because he becomes proud. Right? He's proud and he leaves the crowd. He wants to be himself. So, Kaliya was like this. But the Dham was very merciful to him. And what to speak about Krishna? The Dham and other transcendental objects do not manifest immediately before offensive persons. When Sri Krishna split Kaliya's hoods with a bow from his dancing feet, Kaliya's mouth began to vomit blood. Kaliya then believed in the words of his wives that Sri Krishna is Bhagavan and surrendered to him. Krishna had merely been waiting to bestow his mercy upon Kaliya. Vishnu Chakravarti tries to unravel this mystery of how Kaliya qualified, or did he qualify, to get the dust of Krishna's feet on his head. Remember, the title of this verse that we have here is, even a snake can attain Brajabhav. Kaliya attained Brajabhav, but the Lakshmi Devi didn't. So Vishwanath says, he explains his commentary to this verse, that the seed of bhakti in Kaliya's heart, due to the association of his wives, who were devotees, but this seed could not sprout in his hard heart, which was like barren land due to his offenses. and cruelty. By the touch of Sri Krishna's feet, that barren land became fertile enough for the seed of bhakti to germinate. So that's the point. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. The Guru gives a seed for bhakti, or this intense, or this, let's say, desire to serve Krishna and Radha. So this is what happened is that, how do we get the seed of bhakti? We get it from devotees, by association with devotees, especially the Diksha Guru. So Kaliya, his good fortune was that he associated with the snake wives. But the speciality of his wives is they were devoted to Krishna, like you see in India. And that's an interesting example, because in India, there are many, many nice ladies, right? And they're devoted to their husbands. And their husbands are going to get a blessing from those ladies because of the husband's associating with his devoted wife. Then that devoted wife will actually give the seed of bhakti. She can give the seed of bhakti in her heart. But the problem is that this seed could not sprout in his hard heart, which was barren like the land due to his offenses and cruelty. So then it says that by the touch of Krishna's feet, this barren land became fertile enough for the seed of bhakti to germinate. But this is the point, that contact with Krishna will make the seed of bhakti come, and if it's there, contact with Krishna or things that are related with Krishna, Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Parishishta, Parikar, or his Dham, this contact will actually make that seed germinate and sprout. This is the power. In this case, where did the seed, where did Kaliya get the seed of bhakti? Did he have it on his own? No, he was envious. Ichadvesha Samutena Dwanda Mohina Bharata. The living entity is born in this world with desire and envy. Well, Kali was like that, very envious creature, snake. But his snake wives, and it's interesting, if you ever seen posters of his snake wives, I really don't know what he looked like. Maybe he looked the same way. I always thought he's always painted as a snake, right? He has a snake head and a snake tail, because he's completely snaky. He's 100% snaky. I mean, 100% envious. So the form represents the bhav. So you get the form according to your bhav. But his snake wives, they weren't so envious, so they didn't get such a full snaky form. His wives were more like what we call in English mermaids, at least easier to describe. They were ladies, the Naga Patnis. Patni means the wife of the Nagas, the snake queens, the snake wives. They were human ladies. You've heard of Narahari, half lion, half Bhagavan, half man, half lion. So there's also the Naga Patnis. They were Nari Nagas. Nari Nagas, right? Nari means woman, and Naga means snake. Nari Naga. So Nari Naga means from belly button up they were women. From belly button down they were snaky. They were Nagas. So he had good taste. I don't know about them. Because Kali was snake from top to bottom. But I guess he had a lot of money. Sometimes ladies don't discriminate about beauty if the man has a lot of money. So Kaliya Nag, he had a fantastic jewel collection. He had like billions and billions of rubies and gold, because he was a very ferocious snake, and he was always beating up other snakes and always whomping them and biting these other snakes. You can see in Harivamsh Puran and other places, if you want to get like all the interesting stuff about Kaliya. So he would always beat up these guys, I mean these other snakes. And then they also had their treasury houses. Like it's told one place by Rupa Goswami, We'll get to this point. So when he would defeat all these other snake kings, then he would steal their treasure box. You know, it's called the booty. The booty or the loot. He would loot their booty. So we have the English word loot. L-O-O-T. Which means, sometimes it means money. Where's the loot? It also means to steal. They loot. The terrorists or dacoits looted the jewelry store. It means they ripped it off or they robbed it. So this was Kaliya's. He would steal. He would defeat all these kings, get all their money, and then he had all these jewels. And women like lots of jewels, so he would buy all these Nari Nagas, buy them off here and there, and and so when Krishna was dancing on Kaliya's hoods, and then they were when they understood, they didn't really care. They said, "You can just trounce him all you want, because he's a snake." And he's been pretty snaky in dealing with us. So and because they were devoted. And if you're a devoted wife and your husband's acting like a snake, then you don't feel very happy with your husband. It's natural. So when Krishna was trouncing him, then they said, "All right, do one for us too. Stop him, give him a stomp for us too." And they were cheering Krishna on. But then when they noticed that, wait a minute, somehow or other, Krishna has bestowed his footprints. He's granting his sacred footprints on the hoods of our husband. How could he get this fortune unless he's some kind of devotee? So by Agata Sukriti, this snake, this Naga, this Kaliya Nag, he got the seed of bhakti from his wives. The Nari Nagas, Nari Naga Gurus, they became his gurus and gave him the seed of bhakti by maybe chanting pure nam in his snake ears, ear holes of a snake or whatever. And then he heard them doing kirtan. He heard them doing Nagar Sankirtan. But this is Naga Kirtan. A Nari Naga Kirtan. And he was thinking, this is nice. So he heard Shudanam. And in that Shudanam, it is bhakti. Shudanam is full of bhakti. Ladani Shakti comes there in Shudanam. And Samvit Shakti. So this snaky personality, this snake husband, snake pati, sarpa pati, he got this seed of bhakti from his wives. This is Vishnu's commentary. And then, because he's attracted to devotees, he's attracted to that bhakti. He said, "Okay, you're a devotee, I'll dance on your head." Just like if you're a devotee and you chant Shudanam, where does Krishna dance? On your tongue. Giridhari Das said, "Hey, Krishna will dance in your heart." That's also true. He, you know, there's different places he dances. Sometimes in Chandra Sarovara, sometimes in Vamsivat, sometimes here and there. So this Krishna also dances in the heart because we meditate. When we chant Shudanam, then we meditate. So heart means chitta. Chitta is translated as heart. Chitta means the consciousness or the heart or the mind. All these words are used to translate into English the word chitta. Chit or chitta. Chitta means heart. Chitta means mind, and chitta means consciousness. That's true. So these are all places of the rasastali of Bhagavan in the heart of the pure devotee, in his mind, in his heart, and on his tongue, and in his consciousness. So the answer is also correct. So this is a very amazing thing. So the whole point of this verse, because this chapter is all about Bhava Bhakti and all about what one experiences at Bhava Bhakti, the internal and external symptoms and manifestations, the Anubhavas, the Sattvic Bhavas, and the Vibhavas and Anubhav and Sanchari Bhavas, and they all come together and they make this relish, this taste of Bhakti Ras. And then now, there's so many verses where we hear about how to attain this bhava. We hear Narada Muni, of course, he got bhava by the Sohardha Kripa of the Vaishnavas, the heartfelt blessings. But he did something to get that mercy. He served them during Chaturmasya, and he heard Harikatha from them. and he heard the holy name from them. So he got the seed of bhakti came in his heart. And then finally he received bhava by the blessing. By their blessings, Krishna filled his heart with bhava. Bhava entered his heart by the mercy of Krishna. Then at the time of leaving his body, he was simultaneously awarded his siddhadeha directly by Bhagavan. The siddhadeha can be awarded or given directly by Bhagavan or his eternal associates or by his representative, Guru, Diksha or Shiksha Guru, or the Chaitya Guru in the heart, Vishwanath explains in Raghavartman and Chandrika, quoting from 11th canto, the Chaitya Guru. But we, the followers of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, we believe that Bhagavan can fill our heart with this Bhava Bhakti, and Bhagavan is available to us in the holy name, in the Yuga Mantra. But of course, to receive the holy name and to receive the seed of bhakti, one requires some type of initiation or diksha from a properly situated Vaishnava. Then Krishna will also reciprocate with us through the chanting of the pure name. Then his Srup Shakti will descend, and this which brings one to fills one with bhava. So this verse, just to repeat, this the incredible and causeless nature of Krishna's mercy. Even a snake can attain Braja Bhava. In one place, Rupa Goswami says in a commentary that when the snake queens were offering, when their husband started to get submissive and started to submit himself in a genuine way towards Krishna, then Krishna started to leave his footprints on the snake's head. Every snake's head, every hood of Kaliya was being marked with the charan chinna of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna. And the wives, they saw this, and then they became so happy that they became so happy. Oh, alas, alas, wonderful, wonderful, Sarvati, Sarvati. Our snaky husband has become a pure Vaishnava. He's become purified. All that poison in his heart has been thrown up. Because when you contact Krishna, then you throw up. It's a fact. You ever been a new bhakta? Generally, in the West at least, Indians maybe are already purified. They throw up at home or something. But generally, when devotees in the West, I've seen it repeated personally and over again. When they join the temple, the Western, French, American, German, etc., the new, quote-unquote, new bhaktas, even though they were vegetarians before, 5-6 years, they join the temple and start taking prasad on a regular basis and serving, then they all often get sick. And they say, I don't know what's with this, I never got sick before, I've been a vegetarian, this food is the same, it's rice, dal, this, that, and it's very regulated life, but I got this typhoid or this malaria or this flu or this Chinese flu. I've been sick for 3 weeks. I'm throwing up everywhere. So this is Krishna's contact. Krishna's entering deep into the heart of the devotee and purifying him. And all the kam, crow, lobh, moha, matsarya, mada, and all the kam bhav is being kicked out of our hearts by the chanting of the Hare Krishna, associating with Vaishnavas, and serving them. So the same thing when Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, all the lust and anger and envy, especially envy. How envious was Kaliya? He was black with envy. He was jet black. He was black, so black. His heart was so black that his body was totally black. There was nothing good about him. There was nothing white about him. He was just black through and through. So Krishna kicked him, and it's described that he was throwing up all this poison and cinders and stinky garbage and gook and muck was coming up from his belly, and gradually then all this stuff stopped coming out. Belly means his heart. All this garbage comes out of the heart. Chaito darpanam marjanam. So he got chaito darpanam marjanam by not contacting the name of Krishna but the form of Krishna. We say the name is Krishna's form. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha Purnamukta Nityamukta Purnashuddha Vinat Tvam Namanamano. So either contact Krishna's name or have Krishna dance on your head. somehow or other contact Krishna and watch the magic unfold. So there's hope that we should think from this story, we should think, well, if a snake like Kali is so poisonous, so vicious, so envious, so demoniac, if he was able to get the mercy of the Lord, the causeless mercy of Krishna, and even get the mark, the charan chin of Krishna on his top of his hoods, then and what opportunity is there for me? Now let me see the similarities between Kali and me. Let's examine the similarities between Kali and me. Is he black? I'm black. He's black. So I'm hiding my blackness. So maybe my blackness has white cover, white paint outside. But inside my heart is blacker than coal. And that was guaranteed by my Guru Maharaj. He said, you disciples, you're cleaning your hearts is like washing coal. You take a piece of koila. Koila, I think, means coal. Koila. You take some koila, this black rock-like thing, coal, which they cook and make the sweets in the sweet shops, and you take it in the sink, and then you wash it under the water, and the water coming off of that coal is black. After 5 minutes, it's black, and after 1 hour, it's black, and after 2 days, it's black, and after 10 years, it's black, and after 15 years, it's black. So he said, trying to purify your hearts is like trying to wash coal. So therefore, Gurudev has told us that your hearts are made of not gold, but coal. Very difficult to purify. But what is coal or koila? Coal, according to the mundane, paleontologists, according to the mundane paleontologists and these geologists or whatnot, I guess it's geologists, they say that coal is only one step towards the final production of diamonds. You've heard of diamonds. So diamonds begin as fern leaves, green leaves. Diamonds begin like this, very soft. And then this is their theory, whatever. We say they're produced by nakshatras and the oceans and rivers and whatnot. Anyway, they have their idea. But they say that these ferns and the leaves of these ferns, it's like in a tropical forest, they have these fern plants. And all these leaves, they fall off the plant and they pile up on the earth. And thousands of them collect. And then after so many eons of time, and then those ferns, somehow by some special process, they turn into coal. And then coal, when it goes very deep in the earth, and as the earth is moving, the earth is like a mixie, because the earth is turning on an axis of 25,000 miles per day. But it's a big planet, so we don't feel like, well, where's my seatbelt? This planet is going 25,000 miles an hour. This is the speed of this planet. It's moving 25,000 miles an hour. And the circumference of the Earth is 25,000 miles. Or, I don't know, I get it confused. But somehow or other, in 24 hours, you're back where you started from. The sun is always shining, then we turn like this, we go away, and we come back, right? Like I might be looking at, and you're looking at me like this. Then you run around behind my back, and I can't see you. Oh, you're gone. Then you run around, oh, you're back. So the sun is always looking at the Earth planet. Except when Rahu swallows him, then we can't. He's looking, but we can't see temporarily. But then the earth runs around behind like this, or whatever it is described. So this Earth planet, when it's turning, it's mixing this coal and pressurizing this coal. So they say that diamond is simply coal, pressurized coal, coal that has been. Coal or koila, which has been compressed and concentrated and squished and pulverized in the bosom of Mother Earth for millions of years, because you go deep into the earth to find what the karmis do, to find coal 2 or 3 miles, and you go also 2 or 3 miles in the earth called diamond mines. Have you ever heard? And there's coal mines, South Africa and other places, diamond mines. So what used to be coal mines millions of years ago, they become diamond mines. So what was very black, coal became brilliant white diamond. So this is a very nice analogy. That coal became a diamond, according to the mundane scientists. The coal became a diamond over time and with pressure. Force. The force of pressure. So our black, coal-like hearts, full of greed and lust and envy, like Kaliya, his black heart and black body, our black, coal-like hearts will become brilliant white and very valuable, just like diamonds, if we apply the time factor and the force of pressure. The pressure of submission, the pressure of surrender, the pressure of seva and tapasya and all that. This is pressure. It creates, it's hard, it's difficult. No pain, no gain. So some pain, austerity, we heard last night, Prabhupada said that penance or austerity is the pain and pressure and force and difficulty that a disciple voluntarily accepts in order to fulfill the order of his, in order to carry out the order of his spiritual master. All that hardship, all that difficulty, this is austerity. This is tapa. So this is a very nice thing that this black, cold-hearted Kaliya became a diamond-like worshipper. When these Kaliya, these Nari Nagas, these Nagapatnis, wives of Kaliya Nag, when they were seeing that their husband was becoming a devotee, they became very elated and very happy with Bhagavan. And they wanted to offer him all kinds of gifts. So they are reaching into the treasure house. They're reaching into the jewelry box and treasure house of Kali. And they were grabbing all these pearl necklaces and diamond rings. Here, Krishna, take these, take these. So he was taking everything. And they weren't paying attention. So they reached in and they handed Krishna one jewel. Very brilliant jewel. And that jewel was actually the Kaustubha money. The Kaustubha money. Krishna's famous Kaustubha. Kaustubha money, the necklace he wears, and it's a very extraordinary jewel. But the essence of what we want to understand is that we can attain the bhava by the mercy of Krishna. Even a snake can attain it. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai.